Hello?
Hi, this is National Opinion Surveys. We're conducting an opinion survey. We would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet? Like,
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Well, I hear you better now, yes.
Well, that's great. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Oh, God, yes.
Okay. And to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
My age?
No,
Would
your
you
race.
Say my age?
No, your
Hello?
Race.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you asked me. What did you say?
Asking for your race.
My race?
Yes, ma'am.
What race?
Oh, your race. If you're white, black, Hispanic, Asian.
Oh, you know, I'm sorry. I misunderstood. I couldn't. I'm sorry. Wait a minute.
No worries.
Problem with my phone, and I couldn't hear you. I am so sorry. I am
African-American. African-American. That's great. Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably? 50-50?
Oh, yeah.
Or you will
I vote
not?
All the time, yes.
Oh, yeah, you will? Okay. Great. Thank you. What is your age?
I am 72 years young.
72. All right. I like that. Now, can you please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024?
Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm sorry. Wait a minute. My TV popped on and I didn't hear what you're saying. Hold on. 1 second. Let me turn it off, okay? Hold on. Okay, got it. I'm sorry. What did you say?
Yeah, I was asking about the level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote, and 10 means you're extremely motivated.
Oh, 10. I always vote. I consider it as something important.
Of course. All right. Now, would you say the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
I figure about the same.
About the same. Okay. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I consider myself a Democrat.
Okay. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat?
Yes, I would.
You would? Okay. All right. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Approve strongly or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. Thinking about the direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Satisfied or what else?
Yeah, very dissatisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I'm dissatisfied.
Oh, okay. And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Staying about the same.
Same, okay. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can choose two from this list I'm going to give you. Improving K-12 public school education, protecting abortion rights, border security, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, combating division and racism, creating more jobs and raising wages, reducing crime, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, or fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods. I know all of them are important, but if you could choose two.
Oh, my God. It was so many of them, and you said them so fast, I don't even remember. I'm a senior citizen, okay? It was, I don't even remember. Can you go over them again?
No, not your fault. My apologies. Yeah. Let's go over them again. Improving K-12 public school education. Protecting abortion rights. Border security. Making college more affordable and forgiving student debt. Passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people.
Combating division that you just said about guns.
Right. Combating division and racism. Creating more jobs and raising wages.
That one.
Okay, we got the two we need. So I appreciate your patience, by the way. So quickly moving on. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 is the positive one, right? It means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. And 0 is the negative. It means you feel very cold and unfavorable. A 50 means neutral. You may use any number from 0 to 100, but if you have no opinion or haven't heard of them, you can say that too. We're starting with Kamala Harris.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Someone was at the door, and I kind of missed what you said again. Can you repeat what you just said?
Yeah. So basically, we just want you to rate your feelings toward these people and organizations from 0 to 100. 100 means very favorable. 0 means very unfavorable, while 50 is neutral. But if you have no opinion or haven't heard of them, you can tell me that as well. We're starting with Kamala Harris.
I'm sorry. And what was the answer? I'm sorry. I'm trying to get my dog. Can you hold on, please, so I can get her quieted down?
Yeah, you bet. Go ahead. Thank you.
Okay, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you. I couldn't hear you very well before. Okay, I'm back.
Okay. So, yeah, from 0 to 100, how favorable are your feelings towards Kamala Harris?
Okay, and what's the percent?
0 to 100.
I'd say 100.
100 for Kamala Harris, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then we have Mark K. Robinson.
Who?
Mark K. Robinson.
I don't even know who that is.
No, okay. Josh Stein.
Who?
Josh Stein.
Don't know who that is either.
Okay. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Okay, know who that is. What about it?
Right, from 0 to 100, how favorable are your feelings towards them?
Regarding what? Well, I mean, all I know is his name. I don't know too much about it.
No. Hold on, let me adjust my mic. Give me a second, please. I think you're having trouble hearing me. Give me just a minute.